Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roachlund, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roachlund joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots. Get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roachlund on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
But we're not going to let you get slaughtered. Nope, we do not want you to be piggish here on Money Life. That's why we bring you both sides of the coin each week with Charles Roachlund. He, of course, is the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky. Now, yesterday, he was here giving us the buy of the week, TE Connectivity, ticker symbol TEL. Today, he's going to bring us something that doesn't look quite so bright, our sell of the week. Charles Roachlund, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is...
Altera.
That is ticker symbol ALTR, and why are they the sell of the week?
This was previously a sell of the week on February 6th. Since then, the stock is down about 2.7%, which doesn't sound like a big drop until you considered how well the market's done this year. So your opportunity cost is pretty sizable had you held on to the stock. And the company just reported quarterly results. They weren't really good. Fiscal third quarter sales fell about 10% from a year ago. They also guided for fourth quarter sales to be down slightly to slightly up, negative 3% to positive 1% on a sequential quarterly basis, so fourth quarter versus third quarter. But if you look from a year prior, it all sales are also, they're guiding for down revenues. So we're seeing a company here that's not really doing extremely well in terms of sales growth. We did see analysts lower the consensus estimate for fiscal 2013 by about 4 cents to $1.36. So not a big change. But then if you look at 2014, we see analysts cutting their forecast by 20 cents to $1.59 per share. So analysts are looking at the numbers going, this really isn't good. They're lowering their forecast down. And this is for a stock that's trading at a somewhat pricey valuation multiple. It's trading at a PE of 23.2. and a PEG ratio of 2.0. And I think particularly in this market where we have seen tech overall lag, you're paying a high premium for a company that's not doing that well in terms of growth. And I continue to think the valuation on the stock is not warranted.
That being the case, when you start to talk about a valuation that is not warranted, give us the metrics that make you say, here's where it should be. I mean, here's where we're so far over that we've got to cut back to.
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. One, we could look at the PEG and it's 2.0. We see analysts cutting their estimates. And so that's a sign that the PEG itself is actually pretty out of line because that actually looks at 5-year estimated growth, which we know is always questionable. And you're paying double analyst estimates. So on the purely mathematical standpoint, we could say, okay, this stock should be worth 50% less. But we know there's some stocks that for whatever reason tend to trade at a premium PEG ratio. So I want to allow for some of that. But if we look at the PE ratio, the industry median for the stock is 22.9, so it's trading above its peers. But the stock's 5-year average is 17.5. And I think when you look at the sales growth, that is slowing down. And granted, some people could argue, well, they have introduced some new products. But even with those new products, they're forecasting a flat to down sales. So I don't think that argument holds up. And I think you have to look at this 5-year average PE ratio of 17.5 and use that as a metric. And so I think if someone's looking at the stock or if someone's owning the stock, wondering what the potential downside is, I would have to say look at that 5-year average PE and consider that there could be 25% downside in the stock.
Okay. Now, how much different is that from what you were talking about when we had Altera as sell of the week early in the year? Because, well, truthfully, while Altera is down from there, it's not down a lot.
Well, it's interesting because I used approximately the same median PE back then, and when I had said it would be about 15% drop. So the average PE hasn't changed, but we have seen the PE now rise up a little bit. So that increase in this Altera's PE now versus then widens that gap. So in February I said 15% drop. Now I'm saying a 25% drop because the stock's more expensive. And again, you could point to it saying, well, Charles, that's wrong. But I would point out, even though the drop hasn't happened, you still lost money in terms of what you could have made by owning a different stock than Altera. And I still think at the end of the day, that's even the bigger issue right now, is that there are stocks that are doing well, that do have rising sales, that aren't trading at a premium given their growth, even though they may not be cheaply valued because of the current market environment. This stock's PE, this premium PE you're paying for Altera, I don't think is justified.
And as you point out, if it were to drop 25%, it would be a heck of a lot more attractive. And I think that's somewhat natural. If it loses 25%, it's going to have a yield that is well over 2%, and it's going to be that much more competitively priced. Is that the kind of thing where you feel strongly enough about the company where this is what we sometimes call good company, bad stock, that if it goes through the bad stock phase, it may circle back around and be a buy of the week?
You know, it's something to consider. Altera and its direct competitor Xilinx, which both are the leaders in programmable logic chips, they do have cyclical businesses, and we do see demand for their products ebb and flow. So I think at that point, you need to analyze the company, see what the trend in sales is, see what their outlook's like, see what analysts are doing, and try and judge what is the where are they at in the chip sales sector, because we have seen over the years both Altera and Xilinx go through these cycles where sometimes business is good, sales are rising, and other times we've seen sales falling. So I do think at that point you need to stop and reevaluate the stock.
Well, it's very interesting in part because it has been something that you've talked about in the past, didn't quite get hammered the way you were perhaps expecting, but didn't exactly do well. I mean, you know, still lost more than it was yielding and all the rest. And as you point out, when there is a better place to be putting your money, well, that's a good time to be selling. So this week, the sell of the week, Altera, ALTR. Remember the buy of the week yesterday? That was TE Connectivity, TEL. And the guest of this and every week, Charles Rokeblut, the only one we chat with twice. If you want more information, follow him on Twitter, at Charles Rokeblut. Check it out at AAII.com. Charles, thanks as always.
Thank you, and happy Halloween.
There is much more to go on the October the 30th edition of Money Life. Up next, it is the big interview. Lots to talk about when Money Life continues.